107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and in the studio, it is so nice to meet Paula McFarland with Hotel Julie. So you're the owner of Hotel Julie, that beautiful new hotel that we have here in Stratford.
Yes, me and my husband own the hotel.
Hotel Julie, it kind of has a claim to fame because it was on the TV show Staying In on CTV with Autumn Hatchie. So she designed the hotel.
So she and a team of collaborators designed the hotel, yes.
And it is just gorgeous. I mean, I haven't stayed yet, but I have definitely been looking online, like gawking at the hotel. It's so beautiful. So, Paula, how did you get into the hospitality business?
Yeah, so both my husband and I actually worked as paramedics in Stratford for a number of years. So we have driven by this building thousands of times. And my husband actually did a call in the building years and years ago.
Wow.
But yeah, so I saw it come up for sale during the pandemic and was interested in it just because I've always admired that building. But I just couldn't figure out how to get it to work. We weren't really in the short-term rental space at the time. So anyway, a couple years passed. I ended up starting an Airbnb business. And So I'd had about 13 Airbnbs and then revisited the building, found the owner on Facebook, asked if she was still interested in selling, and she was. And so, yeah, that's how we came to buy it. And then we hired a design team, Autumn and her team, because we knew we wanted it to be something outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically gave them carte blanche on what they could do design-wise, and I think it really paid off.
It is outstanding. Like, they totally transformed that space into this gorgeous hotel. So the reason that Paula is here in the studio is because Hotel Julie is part of our upcoming Valentine's Day contest. You can be a tourist in your own town. So we are working with Hotel Julie and Cafe Buffon and a Loom Wellness Spa to create like the ultimate staycation here in Stratford. So you can be a tourist in your own town. And we are so excited to have Hotel Julie on board with this because it's going to be a luxurious stay for somebody here in Stratford.
Well, we're really excited to be a part of it. We really just want to show Hotel Julie to the world and honestly to get locals to come in and see it for themselves. And then they can, you know, recommend it as a place to stay for their friends and family who are coming to Stratford. But yeah, and we're just really proud of it and really proud to be a part of Stratford.
So yeah, how long did it take to fully transform the space at Hotel Julie? I mean, I know that for quite a while, people were all driving by and thinking, what are they filming here? What's going on? So what was that process like, especially having it all on film on TV? What was that like?
So it took about 10 months start to finish the renovation.
Wow.
There was a bit of a delay getting started just because we were waiting for the TV show. So once mm-hmm. we got the green light that the show was happening, it was about 2 months before they could kind of get their crews and stuff together to come and start filming. So overall, the TV show, I would say, like, maybe caused the renovation to go a little bit longer, but it was pretty well done. One funny thing about when you watch the show, they do one suite at a time. And so we've had people, so it's start to finish in one suite
wow.
per episode. Mm-hmm. So we have people be like, did you really renovate it that way? And I was like, no, we did not. We you know, demoed the whole hotel and then, you know, did all the everything at the same time. But just the way it was filmed and then the way that it was played on TV, it looks like we, you know, started one unit and then moved on to the next and moved on to the next. And like, that would be a little inefficient.
That would take forever.
Yes.
Yeah, that would take a really long time. But 10 months is pretty impressive, especially for an entire hotel. That's really cool. So for people who haven't seen the TV show, I haven't seen it yet because I don't have cable. But for people who want to watch the show and want to watch the whole process, where can they find the episodes?
Yeah, so Staying In is streaming on Crave. So if you have a Crave subscription, you can watch the whole series there. They're very short episodes. When they aired on CTV Life Channel, they're half an hour episodes with commercials. So I think they're probably around like 20 minutes long.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It wouldn't take long to binge watch. But
oh, for sure.
It's funny watching because you can tell the episodes that we filmed first because we were all nervous, like from the contractor, like Jake and I, the design team, like it's just like we're very stiff. And then you can kind of see us like get used to the process as the show progresses.
Mm-hmm, right. I mean, if you're used to renovating, that's normal for you. That's no problem. But then once they get the cameras out and start filming you do your job, it's like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Yeah, it's funny because so we, Jake and I actually, we let the design team take full control of the renovation and the design. So we didn't know what things were going to look like until the very end. So we came through for like the reveals. So at the end of each episode, they reveal the room to us. And so the most times that was the first time we were seeing it. And we're filming it. And so they'd film it and then they'd be like, okay, that was great, but we got to do it again. And then you're like, what? Like, that was my legitimate reaction. And then like, we're not actors. So then we'd have to go and do it again and try. But anyway, you can't tell that some of the ones that, you know, that wasn't the initial reaction. I can't even tell which ones were real and which ones weren't.
Right. That's funny though. I was like, I guess I got to fake that one. Yeah,
no. And then I was worried that the design team was thinking that I wasn't genuine with my initial response.
Oh man.
But I was like, there were times where I was like moved to tears. Like I still, when I go in there, there's times where I'm like, I can't believe like this is ours and that it turned out so well. Like I know the pictures are beautiful, but stepping inside, just it's even more beautiful in person.
It's like entering a photograph.
Yeah, that's
insane. I am curious, why Hotel Julie? Why is that the name you chose?
So we left everything, including the marketing and the name, up to the design team.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, okay. So I'll kind of go back a bit. So like the reason I did that, I didn't give them any kind of like indication of what we wanted or anything because I was worried that it would interrupt their creative flow. So if I came in and said, you know, I really want this, because there was nothing that I truly wanted. I just knew I wanted a destination. I wanted people to come to Hotel Julie and then experience Stratford. So I didn't give them any ideas. I just let them run with it. And so I think that worked out well. So they came up with the name Hotel Julie, and it is a modern twist on Juliet.
Right.
So it's supposed to just be kind of like taking, you know, it to the next century, I
guess. For sure. Yeah. And I mean, that's what I thought it might be.
Yeah.
But I wanted to confirm, but that's really fun. It is so Stratford. I mean, Romeo and Juliet is on Stratford Festival's list again this year, this season. So hopefully a lot of people will be coming to stay at Hotel Julie and coming to enjoy the festival. The tourist experience in Stratford is like nothing else.
I know. It's so great. I've actually come and stayed at the hotel with my kids and with my husband. We came and stayed on our anniversary. I'm like, well, there's nowhere I'd really rather go than dinner in Stratford. So we might as well stay.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to stay. Like the beds are very comfortable. The linens are phenomenal. Like way nicer than anything I have at home. So it really was a nice treat to come and stay. And yeah. And then someone else is cleaning up after you. So it was nice.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I love a hotel experience.
Yeah.
It's the best. Just a nice little getaway. But the great part about it is you're not far from home here in Stratford. I mean, a lot of us, we see the tourists every season, but we don't really get that tourist experience. So it's really nice. This contest that we're doing with Hotel Julie and Cafe Buffon and a Loom Wellness Spa, we want to give our locals the chance to play tourist. So if you want to play tourist for a weekend here in Stratford, you can enter the Be a Tourist in Your Own Town contest at mystratfordnow.com/win. Thank you so much, Paula McFarland, owner of Hotel Julie here in Stratford. And that is one of the things in our big prize package for being a tourist in your own town. I'm really looking forward to this contest, and thank you so much for being a part of it, Paula.
Thank you so much for including us. We're really excited to be a part of it.